सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
वी आर चैप्टर 31 ऑफ कैंटो 3 एंड वी आर डिस्कसिंग समथिंग वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट विच परहैप्स वी नेवर न्यू। इट इज सेड अतीन्द्रिय विषय वेदा प्रमाण। अतीन्द्रिय विषय एनीथिंग विच कैन नॉट बी परसीव्ड बाय आवर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन फॉर दैट प्रमाण द मीन्स ऑफ नॉलेज इज वेद। सिमिलरली इन भागवतम टुडे विल सी द प्रेयर ऑफ ए जीव वाइल इन द होम एंड सी हाउ मच इंटेलेक्ट इज डेवलप्ड इन दैट टाइम एंड वॉट इज ही थिंकिंग, हाउ इज रिस्पॉन्डिंग, what is he doing, how is praying to the Lord. We will never come to know this unless it is written in the Shastra. And Bhagavatam, you all know, it was written 5,000 years ago, more than 5,000 years ago. So after we have seen how the jiva develops, the body develops inside the mother's womb, and in the sixth month, he matra bhuktai urupasprishta sarvanga uthita vedana. Whatever is eaten by mother, he is experiencing vedana, pain. That shows the mind has developed, you know. All our sukh and dukh we experience in mind. Then after that, in sloka number, verse number 8, it was said, what is the position of the jiva inside the womb, that was said. And in sloka number 9, it is said, akalpa swanga cheshtayam sakuntu eva panjare. Sakuntu, a bird. Panjare means in the pinjara, in the cage. Like a bird cannot fly in the cage, same way, akalpa, akalpa, unable. This jiva in the womb, akalpa swanga cheshtayam, is not able to move his hands and legs. Little bit he can move, but he cannot change all his move this way, that way, or change his position, no. Tatra labda smriti daivat karma. Tatra labda. Tatra, there he gets. Labda smriti, remembrance, memory. How? Daivat. By the grace of the Lord, you know, daivat. Karma janma satodbhavam. Karma, whatever action he has done in hundreds of previous lives. See, how much memory he has got. We don't have that much memory after birth. Before birth, Kapil Bhagwan is saying that hundreds of births he remembers all his karma, what has happened. Uddhavam. Smaran, remember him, dirgha anuchvasam. Then he is taking deep breath. Oh, 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 what I have done. Even here, while at the deathbed, many people say that they remember all whatever the sins they have done, whatever karma they have done, whole life, all things come. Now this jiva is experience all his karma of hundreds of life. You understand what is going on in his mind. And he says, sarma ki naam bindate, can there be a peace of mind in that state? There cannot be peace of mind. But he has got full jnana sakti. Full jnana sakti is there. He can understand whatever karma he has done in hundreds of life, he understands. Arabdha sapta mat masat labdho bodhapi vepita. And the beginning of the seventh month, he understands, he gets the jnana sakti, bodha. Earlier, the mind was there. He was able to experience sukh and dukkha. Now, bodha has come. Bepite na ekatra aste suti vatei vishta bhurive sodara. And then after that, he is not, he is wriggling there. Like the worms are there. So in the womb, two things are there. Sahodar. One is the jiva, and all the worms are there. So as the worms wriggle, this jiva is also wriggling there. Wriggling there. Natmana rishi bhita, natmana appealing, rishi, this living entity. Now Bhagwan is saying he's rishi. Why rishi? He will tell what all he remembers and what he is doing there. Rishi bhi. Bhita sapta bhagdri katanjali. Bhita, he is frightened. Why is he frightened? Remembers all his karma of hundreds of lives. We get frightened if we remember one pap. If something, one pap you have done, we get frightened. Are kya kar diya? If you disobey one signal, what happens? Sapta Bhaktri is bound by the seven layer Kitanjali. Now he's folding hand, he's saying stuvitam, stuvit praise, tam to that Lord. To that Lord he prays. How? Biklavaya vacha. Why the faltering words? Faltering words. To whom? Yena udare arpita. By whom he is placed and whom? He is praying to that Lord who has placed him in that position. So what is that stuti now? Jantur vacha. This is the stuti. Beautiful stuti. We'll see.
Tasayupasannam avitu jagadichayata nana tanur bhuvi chalacharanaravindam soham rajami sharanam yakutabhayam me ini drishi gati radarsha satonurupa.
Tasya means that Bhagwan who has placed him in that condition. Tasya upasannam. Having approached that Bhagwan, why? Abitum, for protection. Now he is approaching Bhagwan, praying to Bhagwan for protection. Who is this Bhagwan? Jagat Ichaya At Nanatanu. Who by his own will, Ichaya by his own will, Jagat in this Jagat, At Nana Tanu, he can take any form. Nana, different type of. Tanu means the body. Atta means take. So that Bhagwan takes different type of bodies. Maya. Where? Bhuvi, on this earth. On this earth. And what he does? Chalat Charnar Binda. And he walks on this earth. So Bhagwan takes different type of forms and walks on this earth. Who is saying all this thing? That jeev is saying. Sah aham soham brajami sarnam. I will go and take shelter. I will take refuge. I will take refuge under him. Why? Akuto bhayam. I want to get rid of the bhay. Why is frightened? All his past karma he is remembering. So he's frightened. He wants to go to the Lord for protection so that his fear is removed. Akuto bhayam me yena drisi. By whom? In this position, yena idrisi in such position, gati, gati means condition, gati, adarsya, adarsya means was considered, gati adarsya, yena, Lord has considered that you are fit for this gati, this position, see, why, asato anarupa, because I have done something asat, impious things I have done. So Jiva remembers that I have done something impious, something which is not correct, I have done. Number one, he knows this thing. He knows Ishwar is protector. He knows this also, Ishwar is protector. Even after taking birth, many people don't think that Ishwar is protector. Many people don't believe in Ishwar also. Now Jiva, while in the womb, he is saying that Lord is protector. So I take shelter of the lotus feet of Bhagwan. So Jeev knows one thing, where he has to go. He has to take refuge in Bhagwan. Number one. Who is this Bhagwan? Who incarnates, appear in his various forms? So he knows that Bhagwan takes avatar also. Jeev knows that Bhagwan takes. We don't believe in avatar after birth. But Jeev, he knows. He takes avatar also. In variance, and walks on the surface of the world, and he walks. He stays for some time with all of us. I take shelter of him because he can give me relief from all fear. Nobody else can remove my fear, not even my mother. He knows who can remove my fear. Lord can remove my fear. I have received this condition of life. In this gati, in this form I am there. Why? Which is just befitting my impious activities. For all my impious activities, I got this thing. I am responsible for this. So Jeev knows Ishwar is protector. Jeev knows that he is karmphaldata. He is the giver of fruit of action. Because of this, I am in this situation, in this position. Jeev knows he takes avatar also. Jeev knows he should take shelter in Bhagwan, and he knows it is the karma which has produced this result. Now tell me whether this Jeev is more jnani than us or not. He knows everything. So Jeev takes the shelter of lotus feet of Bhagwan. Chalat charnarvindam, Bhagwan with the form like Ram and Krishna, he takes form. And how he takes that form? With the help of his Maya Shakti. He takes that form. So anybody who surrenders to Bhagwan, does bhakti, he can come out of the sansar. Mukti ho jayegi. This Jeev is surrendering. Already he is praying to Bhagwan. Next.
यस्त्वत्र बद्धैव कर्मभिरावृतात्मा भूतेन्द्रियाशयमयीम् अवलम्ब्य मायाम् आस्ते विशुद्धम् अविकारम् अखण्डबोधम् आतप्यमान हृदये वसितं नमामि.
यः तु अत्र, यः मीन्स् हू, अत्र हियर एंड तु आल्सो, बद्धैव बाउंड, ही नोज आई एम बाउंड. Baddhaiv, as if karma bhi abritatma, karma bhi, I am bound by my own karma, and for that I have got this bhuta. Bhuta means with the great elements my body is made, indriya, senses, and asaya, mind, mayim, consisting of all these things, consisting of body, mind, indriya, avalamba mayayam, having fallen to Maya, Abalambya. I have fallen to Maya. Maya. And also, you see, Asti. He knows one thing more, which we don't know. Visuddham avikaram akhandabodham. Visuddha, pure. He knows that Bhagwan is also here. Who is that Bhagwan? Visuddha, pure. Avikaram, not changing. Not changing. Akhandabodh, possessed of unlimited knowledge. Akhandabodh. Atapyamana Hride Vasitam Namami. And Atapyaman, Atapyaman is the heart which is repentant. Repentant, one who is remembering his sorrows. He is fed up with his sorrows. Such person, Hridave Vasita, in the heart of that person. Actually, he is residing in all hearts. But many people, those who are happy with the worldly things, they don't go to Bhagwan. But one who is afflicted, he goes to Bhagwan. Vasan, Namami, I salute him. Dekho, I salute. We also salute Bhagwan when we suffer. He is suffering inside. He is saluting. When we suffer here, we also go to run to temple. We surrender there. So I, the pure soul appearing now bound by my activities, am lying in the womb of my mother. By the arrangement of Maya, I offer my respectful salutation unto him, who is also here with me. Great thing. Many people don't believe that Bhagwan is with me. And our Vedanta says, you are that. Vedanta goes one step further. He says, you are that Paramatma. But how is that Paramatma? He is not unaffected by anything. Bhagwan is not affected by anything. And changeless. And changeless. How Bhagwan or Atma is not affected by all our actions. If you want more details, you can contact Premaji. He will explain you. By seeing a red rose, our eyes never become red. Dot, 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 dot. We have discussed many times. And how is that his knowledge? His knowledge is indivisible knowledge, akhanda bodh. So what we have to note here is that both Jeev and Bhagwan are sitting in the same body. Both are there. He knows that. Bhagwan is here with me. And Jeev is taking the shelter of Bhagwan. He knows. He is the protector. In the earlier verse we have seen, he knows that he is my protector. It is because of him, he is karmaphal data, I am in this position. And how is Bhagwan? Visuddham, akhandam, abhikari. Hridaya avasitam, residing in the heart, but can be realized by only such person who are atapyaman for repentant. If we are sukhi, we don't go to temple, no? Not required. If we are suffering, then we want to think over why it is happening, who can protect me, whom should I pray. Atapyaman, he can get it. So he is saying that I forgot you and now I want to realize you. Inside the womb he said that I forgot you earlier, now I want to realize you. Then he gets the knowledge of Jiva Brahma Ekya and Mukti. It can happen in womb. It can happen in womb also. And we know instances of such. Like Abhimanyu got the knowledge of Chakrabhu inside the womb only. Because the Gyan Shakti, both Shakti is full there at that time. You can understand. So for knowledge, we have to surrender to the Lord, do Ananya Bhakti, do our duty as suggested in Gita. So if we can do that, we can also get liberation. Bhagwan will tell how we forgot all these things. We had all the knowledge of previous hundreds of lives. We had all knowledge. We were praying to Bhagwan also for mukti, everything. But the moment birth happens, everything is forgotten. So here Jeevatma, the Jeev knows if Paramatma is here with me. He is not going to temple anywhere. He is praying. Where? Inside the womb. And he knows Paramatma is with me. See. Next.
Ya pancha bhuta rachite rahita sharire channo yathendriya gunartha chidatmakoham tena yavakuntham कुण्ठमहिमानं ऋषिं तमेनं वन्दे परं प्रकृति पुरुषयो पुमांसम्।
यह दैट परमात्मा हु पंचभूत रचिते रहित, ही इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दिस बॉडी, पंचभूत रचित बॉडी। आवर बॉडी इज मेड ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट। हु इज परमात्मा? ही इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दिस बॉडी। शरीरे छन्न एंड हिज कवर, ही इज कवर्ड बाई दिस बॉडी, ग्रॉस बॉडी, सटल बॉडी एंड द कॉजल बॉडी। अयथा अनफिटली कवर्ड, हाउ इंद्रिय गुण अर्थ, इंद्रिय वी नो सेंसेस, गुण सत्व रजस तमस गुण, अर्थ सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स, चिदात्मको हम एंड द ईगो कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ आई, तेन अभिकुंठम महिमानम ऋषिम, तेन बाय दिस बॉडी, बाय दिस शरीर, अवकुंठित महिमा, हिज ग्लोरी इज नॉट ऑब्स्क्योर्ड, हिज ग्लोरी इज नॉट कवर्ड, परमात्मा ग्लोरी स्टिल देयर, अवकुंठित तम एनम दैट टू दैट भगवान बंदे, आई सैल्यूट। हु इज दिस परम प्रकृति पुरुषयो पुमांसम, पुमांसम दैट भगवान इज इवन सुपीरियर, परम, परम टू हुम, प्रकृति एंड पुरुष, प्रकृति मीन्स मैटर एंड स्पिरिट, ही इज सुपीरियर टू मैटर एंड स्पिरिट ऑल्सो। सो दो परमात्मा इज बॉडीलेस, परमात्मा इज बॉडीलेस, वी ऑल नो ब्रह्मन इज विदाउट ग्रॉस बॉडी, सटल बॉडी एंड द कॉजल बॉडी, ही अपीयर्स एज क्लोथ इन ए बॉडी ऑफ पंच महाभूत कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ इंद्रिय गुण सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट एंड ईगो, देयरफॉर आई एडोर ऑल नोइंग भगवान हु इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ बोथ प्रकृति एंड पुरुष, हुज ग्लोरी कैन नेवर बी कवर्ड बाई द वेल्स, हिज ग्लोरी कैन नेवर बी कवर्ड। सो लॉर्ड इज मायापति and jeev is mayadas, lord is not affected by maya, but mayadas jeev is deluded by maya and its creation. So jeev became one with the bhagwan on getting knowledge. Prerequisite for knowledge is the chitta shuddhi, purush is always asanga, that bhagwan is always asanga. We all can become that Paramatma, we can become one with the Bhagwan or Atman or Brahman. How? By knowledge. By knowledge. What is that knowledge? Jiva Brahma Ekya. What is this Jiva Brahma Ekya? Tattvam Asi. Mahavakya says, Tattvam Asi, you are that. In last Vivek Chudamani class also we are seeing that the seeker who has realized, now he is sharing his experience, he is saying, I am Narayan, I am Krishna, I am Shiva. See? After experience you can say that. How? Because the Chetana in Narayan and Chetana in Krishna and Chetana in Shiva is one and same, and Chetana in me is also one and same, and Chetana in all of you is one and same. So difference between Jnani and Ajnani is that the Chetana in me is me. I am that Chetana. And Ajnani thinks Chetana or Brahman is something different from me. Bhagwan is different from me. This is the difference.
Yan mayaya uru guru karma nivandha nismin sansarike pathi charam tad avishramena nastra smriti punarayam pravinita lokam yuktya kayamad anugrahamantarena.
Yan mayaya, yan means lords, maya. Maya is the Shakti, power of Bhagwan. Yan maya, by that maya, Urugun, Urugun means arising from that guna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, karma nibandane asmin. Asmin means in this state, I am bound by my own karma. It is the maya which is creating karma. Asmin sansarike pathi, sansarike pathi means in the path. It is the maya which has made me sansari. Sansari means who is in the cycle of birth and death is called sansari. Sansaran iti sansar is continuously changing. Continuously which is going into the cycle of birth and death is sansar. Sansari ke pati charam tad abhimishrena. Charam means I am wandering in this sansar. Abhimishrena means with great pain. There is no end. Million of times I have taken birth. Taking birth, dying, dying, taking birth. This way continuous is happening. Nashta smriti. I lost my smriti, memory. Nashta smriti. Punarayam. Again, I am this jiva. I lost my smriti of the previous all actions. And I am this jiva. Pravranita lokam. May I realize his true nature in this life. He is saying, may I realize in this life. Because he is remembering his previous hundreds of births. May I realize my true nature. Yuktaya kaya mahut mahat anugraha antarena. How can I realize without the mahat anugraha, without the grace of that Bhagwan? Can there be any other means I can get it? No. Unless Bhagwan showers his grace, can I become mukta? No, I can't. So he is very, very clear about his goal of life and the cause of his rebirth. So it is Maya, the power of the Lord, having karma as its binding cord. Having karma as its binding cord. In Bhagavad Gita we have seen, we cannot stay even for a moment without karma. We cannot stay. Karma. And we have got a freedom in action. Only humans have got the freedom in action. Nobody else. In no other species you will find they have got freedom in action. A mango tree can never give you next year oranges. No freedom. But we have got the freedom. What is that freedom? I can come to Bhagavad class. I can't. Meri marji hai. You can come, you can't come. Theek hai. And why this karma is binding? This karma is binding because we did not study karma yoga. We didn't study Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says you do niskam karma and we are doing sakam karma. Unless we study Bhagavad Gita, we will never come to know that I am supposed to do the niskam karma. So everybody in the world is doing sakam karma only. What happens when I do the sakam karma? I expect some result. And when the result comes, I like it, I don't like it. This happens. So list of likes and dislikes is added with each experience. What is this likes and dislikes? Vasana. So vasana ji added. With each likes and dislikes. If it is sakam, if the same action is done niskam for the happiness of the Lord, not for my happiness, same action, it will not leave any imprint. No vasana, no tendencies are left behind on the mind. And the existing vasana slowly, slowly, slowly rise. And there is no other method to reduce vasana. No other method. We have to do karma yoga. But still, Bhagavan has given choice. Aapki marzi hai, karo, karo, nahi karo, aapka marzi hai. So this jiva knows that the karma as its binding cord that has brought me to this state of bondage. Bondage is because of karma. We don't know how to act in the world. We all are acting in the world, but without knowing how to act in the world, whose innumerable woes have completely effaced the memory of my spiritual nature. And this sakam karma, likes and dislikes, my whatever knowledge I had about the spirituality of Bhagwan, that is if it is khatam. There is no other way for me to regain my spiritual status except through the grace of Bhagwan. Bhagwan has said in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Matta Smriti. If I want, you will remember. If you are forgetting, it is because I am present there. Jnan will also happen if I want. Matta Smriti Jnana Pohanam Cha. So grace of Lord is needed, Ishwar Kripa. We say na many times, four Kripas are required for realization. One is the Ishwar Kripa, which Jeev knows, inside whom he is saying that I need his grace. And Atma Kripa is there. Atma Kripa, I want it. Atma Kripa is there. But Guru Kripa and Shastra Kripa is not there. Guru is not there to teach the Shastra. These two are not there. So Jeev is caught in Maya. He gets identified, act to gain here for happiness. And he thinks he is Swatantra. No. He acts in the world here, forgetting the Lord. Instead of Niskam Karma, he is doing the Sakam Karma. He is bound. And actually he becomes Partantra. Partantra. Whether we accept or not, we all are servant of Bhagwan. We are all servant of Bhagwan. If we forget our position, then we are in trouble. If we consider ourselves as a servant, the duty of servant is to please master. That's all. To please master, how will I please? With your karma, that's all. Please your master with your karma.
Jnanam yad etat adadata katamasya deva traikalikam sthira charaneshu anuvartita saha tam jiva karma padavim anuvartamanaha tapatraya upashamanaya vayam bhajema.
Jnanam yat etat. Jnanam, which jnan? That smriti of hundreds of lives which I got. That smriti of hundred lives. Earlier it was said by Devat. Bhagwan has given me that smriti. What I have done in my hundreds of lives. That jnanam etat. Adhat kritam. Kritam is, adhat means he gave. Bhagwan gave me. Kritam sadeva. Who other than Bhagwan can give? Earlier in Bhagavad Gita also we have seen. Yat matta smriti jnana pohanam cha. This jnana. If it is jnana is happening because of Bhagwan. If you are listening, it is because of the consciousness in all of us. Very simple. It is his presence is there. That is why we are able to hear. If he is not there, nothing can happen. So Deva Traikalikam. Traikalikam. He gave me the knowledge of Trikal, past, present and future. At that time, Jeev knows. You see? Everything we are talking now is the Jeev of in the womb. He is saying that I have got the knowledge of Traikalikam. We don't have that knowledge now. But in the mother's womb, we all had the same knowledge. Traikalikam knowledge. Sthira chareshu anuvartita asaha. Anuvartita asa. Sthira chareshu sthirmasa immobile. Chareshu moving. And Bhagwan is there in all sthira and moving. Immobile and movable. Anuvartita asa. He is dwelling in all of us. How is covering, pervading everybody, dwelling in everybody? As a principle of existence. Existence, consciousness, bliss. We all are existing, so existence is there. We are all having the chit part, consciousness. Because of that consciousness, we are able to speak and hear consciousness. And ananda also. Sometimes we get ananda from the sense objects also. That ananda is his ananda. So everything is there. As tam to whom jiva karma padavim anuvartamana, one who is pursuing the path of action, Karmapad V, Karmapad means path of action. Anuvartamana, pursuing. Tapat trayo upasamanaya vayam bhajim. And we all know tapat traya, three types of sorrows. Adi devir, adi bhautik, adhyatmik, three types of tapa. Upasamanaya, for getting free. Nobody wants any tap, any sorrow. Upasanaya, vayam bhajim, we must surrender. Vayam bhajim. So who else then that Bhagwan has bestowed upon me this knowledge of past, present and future? That hundred lives knowledge, how it came? Because of the Bhagwan gave me at that time. That Bhagwan is not giving me that knowledge now. Had it been that the whole knowledge of hundreds of lives, agar hota na, we would have gone crazy. Pagal ho jate hum log. What job, what karma we have done in our past lives, hundreds of lives. That knowledge not available. But he, in the home, the jiva has got that knowledge. And he knows that the Bhagwan, he dwells in all sthir and charesu, in the moving and immovable. We don't believe that the Bhagwan is there in sthir, in immovable, in this shrine also, in the pillar also, Bhagwan is there. Charesu, in all living being, is there. He knows that also. As a inner controller, therefore, for soothing our taptra, it is him that we adore. We are playing the role of jeev as a result of our karma. Why I become jeeva? I can become Brahma. It is all because of my sakam karma, I have become jeeva. The moment I start doing niskam karma, I will become fit for the knowledge and I will become one with the Brahman. No more jeeva. No more birth. Therefore, Bhagwan has said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Paritajya, Mam Ekam Sarnam Braja. Leave your all dharma. What is the dharma? Whatever we have acquired, what we have done. What we have done is only we have identified. Bhagwan never said you identify with your body or you identify with your car or house or with your children and your parents and this and that. No. Bhagwan said you live with all of them. But don't identify. Itna hi karna hai. He is not saying that you give your bank balance in charity to Chinmay Mission. No, he is not saying that. He is never saying that you don't enjoy. Raja Janak was realized. He was a Raja. That doesn't mean if you become a Raja, you leave your kingdom. He never left. Only thing he said that you don't have to identify with the kingdom. And you all know the story. Raja Janak was sitting with his guru. Guru was giving the lecture of Upanishad. One of his messenger came that the kingdom is on fire, your palace is on fire. He did not listen. He continued listening to his guru, Upanishad. Again, the messenger thought, Raja has not understood what I am saying. The palace is on fire. Oh, thoda jor se bola, palace is on fire. Then he said, get out. And all other people who are connected with the palace, they ran, including one brahmachari. Why he ran? Because my langoti I have left there. So langoti is getting burned. So he ran for his langoti. But Raja did not run for his palace. Not identified. Brahmachari identified with the langoti. So we can enjoy our wealth, everything, but as a disidentify with the anatma, you can enjoy the whole world, enjoy it. This world will not give you any problem, no problem. So inside us, Bhagwan is already present, needs Guru's instruction to realize. And we all know we have become jiva because of sakam karma and will continue to remain a jiva even after listening to satsanga for 100 years if we don't disidentify, if we don't do niskam karma, yatra will continue. Otherwise, these are only information, that's all. Whatever we are listening, whatever Bhagwan is saying, it seems very scientific. It is just an information to us. Unless we transform this information into wisdom and act according to Bhagwan guidance, we will not get result. So we have to act accordingly.
Dehayanna deha vivare jatharagni nasri vinmutra kupa patito vrishatapta deha icchannita vivasitum ganayan swamasan nirvasate kripanadhir bhagavan kadanu.
Dehi means the soul. Dehi the soul. Anya deha vivare. Anya deha. Now this soul is in anyadeya, in the mother's body. Jeev is in the mother's body. So dehi, this soul, anyadehe, in the body of the mother, vivare, vivare means the abdomen. Abdomen, what is there? Jataragni, asriga. What is there in the womb? Jataragni. Jataragni. You can say, gastric fire, the fire which digests everything, jataragni, and what is it? Asriga, blood is there. So what else? Binnamutra kupa. Kupa means the pool. Pool of urine and fecal matter. Binnamutra. Patito. Patito, I have fallen. Jeev is saying, you see, where I have fallen. Fallen. Vrisa tapta deha. Vrisa means the strongly. Tapta deha means I am scorched. Even the jataragni is giving him lot of heat. He is suffering there. Tapta deha. Ichchana. Ichchana. Na ito vivasitum ganayan swamasan. Ichchan. Desiring. I don't want to stay here. In this hell, in the vinna mutra and the blood, all these things, I don't want to stay there. Vivasitam, from this place. Ganayana swamasan, he wants to come out. Now he's counting how many months left. Dekho, 7 mahina ho gaya hai. Ganayan, counting. What? Swamasan. Swamasan. How many months more I have to stay here? Sometimes we also fed up now when sorrow comes. How long this will be there? Other day we got our injection and then started some side effects. How long will this be there? Premalji, oh, I 24 hours. Take care of 48 hours. I guarantee you nothing will happen. So he is also counting. Then, nirvasyate, when I will be released from this place, kripanadhi, person of the miser, he is not able to utilize his intellect. Dhi means intellect. Kripanadhi, Bhagwan kadanu, when I will come out from this mess, Bhagwan, please tell me. So, fallen into a sink of blood, faces and urine in the abdomen of another body, mother, and his own body scorched by jataragni, gastric fire. This jeev is anxious to get out of it, counting months. When shall I, this jeev, be released from this confinement, O Lord? When this ordeal will be over? So condition of the jeev in the womb is described here. He is counting months to come out of this horrible condition. Kripandhi, miser to use the, by vivek we can come out, is it not so? In Vedant we know by vivek we can come out. But we are not doing Viveka. We have got the dhi, we have got the buddhi. What is Viveka? Discriminate between Atma and Anatma, this is Viveka. But we are happy with the discrimination between Anatma and Anatma. We all are happy with the discrimination between Anatma and Anatma. Should I buy this red sari or green sari? Anatma, both saris are Anatma only. So by Vivek, we can come out. But we are not doing Vivek. If we are not doing Vivek, am I not Maya, not utilizing my intellect? Bhagwan is saying, Kripanadhi. We all have got the intellect, but we are not utilizing it. Therefore, Kripanadhi. So, opposite of the Kripan is Udar. Brahman is Udar. Why? Because he is utilizing. Who is a Brahman? One who is reveling in Brahman is a Brahman. So, he is utilizing his intellect in that Brahman. So, therefore, he is Udar. He is not Kripanadhi. He is rightly utilizing his intellect.
Yene drishim gatimasau dasamasya isha sangrahita purudayena bhavadrishena svena iva tushatu kritena sadina natah ko nama tat prativinanjalimasya kuryat.
Yena idrishim, yena by whom? Bhagwan, it is because of you. Iti drishim gatim aso. Gatim means this gyan. Whatever I am saying now, it is because of your grace, Bhagwan. Whatever knowledge I have got so far, whatever I have said, it for you. Dasamasasya is 10 months. In 10 months, whatever I have realized inside the womb, I am telling you, he is a gyani, full gyani. He has got the full knowledge. Ishwar is here with me. I have to pray to Ishwar. He can give me knowledge. And I can tell you one more thing. This jnana can happen in the womb also if Ishwar wants. No guru or sastra is needed. If he is a uttam adhikari, he will get jnana inside the womb. Dasmase isa sangrahitah. Purudayena bhavadrishena. Sangrahita, made to accept. Purudayena, then very merciful. Bhagwan, you are very merciful. You have given me this knowledge. Bhavadrishena, incomparable. Sveneva. Sveneva, own. Sven, own. Eva, alone. Tushyatu. Tushyatu, maybe please. Kritena, with this act. Sa dinanath. O Dinanath. Dinanath means those who are fallen, who rescues them. Dinanath. Dinanath. Refuge of the fallen soul. Dinanath. Ko nam. Ko nam. Ko means who. Nam is indeed tat prati. Tat prati. Mercy in return. Bina anjali masya kuryat. What else I can give him? He has given me that much of knowledge. I can only pray. Out of gratitude, I can pray to him. Ki your, because of you, I got this knowledge. My dear Lord, by your causeless mercy, I am awakened to consciousness. See, he is saying, I am awakened to consciousness. Because of your mercy, although I am only 10 months old. Can you think? He is jnani. For this causeless mercy of Bhagwan, the friend of fallen souls, there is no way to express my gratitude but to pray with the folded hand. So when Bhagwan sees that the jeev is serious to come out of the maya, when we want, I want to come out of this sansar, then Bhagwan will send guru to you. If we are qualified, guru will come. Or if we are qualified inside the womb, he will give you knowledge there. He is present there. So knowledge can happen after birth, before birth also. Lord can give us that knowledge inside the womb also and outside also, whenever we are ready. Whenever we are ready, He will give us that knowledge. So we cannot repay Bhagwan for His kripa. What can you give to Bhagwan? What can you give to Bhagwan? Patram, Puspam, Toyam, Phalam is all given by Him. What else you can give to Bhagwan? Everything is owned by Him. Whole world is owned by Him. So we can feel gratitude and pray with the folded hands. So whatever be the condition outside or inside, consciousness is one and same. The consciousness in Jeev inside and consciousness outside is one and same.
पश्यत्ययं दिशनयाननु सप्तवद्रिः शारीरके दमशरीरय परस्वदेहे यत्सृष्ट्यासं तमहं पुरुषं पुराणं पश्ये बहिर्हृदि च चैतमिव प्रतीतम्
पश्यति अयं पश्यति आई एम सीइंग पश्यति अयं जीव Dishnaya nanu saptabhagni. Dishnaya with the intelligence. Nanu only saptabhagdri means the bound by seven layers. He is bound by seven layers. He is seeing sarirake dam sarira apara swadehe. I have got a dam sarir. I have got a power to control my mind and senses. But others, they don't have that control. In the world, there are two types of sarir. One is the dam sariri, which all humans have got. We can control our mind and senses. Dam sariri. But other than humans, there are other animals and birds. They don't have got the dam sariri. They can't control. They all act according to their instinct. Likes and dislikes, they all will happen. Swadehe, yat srishtya. Yat srishtya, Lord, srishtya, endowed, asam vaj. Tam aham purusam puranam, to him I, purusam puranam, the ancient purus, most ancient purus, passe, I am seeing bahi hidi, I am seeing him outside, inside. Jeev is saying, I see you inside me and I see you outside also. In Vedanta on realization we say that in Atma he is present and outside he also is present. So with the open eyes also, I will be able to see the Paramatma everywhere. Pasye bahi hridayi chaityamiva pratitam. And it is the source of ego, pratitam, recognized. So other types of jeev, birds, beasts, etc., perceived by instinct, only agreeable and disagreeable sensation in their body. All other body, they all act according to their instinct. However, I am with a body which is capable of practicing self-control, dam sariri. My sariri is dam sariri, sam dam. Dam means control. Dam is sam control, and I see ancient purus within and without of my heart. So that ancient Paramatma or Brahman, ancient purus is in me and he is outside also, antar or bahi. And how I have come to know? Because of the power given by the Lord. Because of the power given by the Lord. And how the Lord is manifesting? Manifesting inside as I, aham. So this verse shows in comparison to other jeev, human form is more evolved. Even a child in womb can realize. See how evolved is the human form. Dam sariri means in this form alone we can have self-control. We can control our senses and mind. Uncontrolled senses and mind is the cause of all complications. Uncontrolled senses and mind is the cause of all complications. In this form also we can realize by controlling our mind and senses. So ultimate cause of all evolution is Bhagwan. From Bhagwan everything happens. He is the source of everything. In Bhagavad Gita also Bhagavan has said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. From me everything has come. Everything has come from me. In Brahma Sutra it is said, Janmadaya Seyata. Janmadaya, whatever is born, it is everything from him.
Soham vasanna vivivo bahu dukkha vasam garbhana nirji gamise bahirandha kupe yatropayatam upasarpati deva maya mithya mati radanu samsriti chakrametat.
So aham, see his prayer. So aham, I myself vasan api, living here. Living inside the womb also, Bibho, O Lord, Bahu Dukkha Vasam. It is giving me a lot of sorrow. All the these worms are biting me, and the all the atmosphere is also very bad. Vasam. Garbhat na nirjigamase. Garbhat, but from the garbha, from this abdomen, I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out from this womb. By Bahiranda Kupe, outside it is a blind well. Outside it is a blind well. He doesn't want to come out. Yatra upayatam, yatra, where if I come out? Upasarpita devamaya. Devamaya will capture me, upasarpita. Pakad lega mere ko sansat maya. The moment I come out of the womb, the maya will catch hold of me. Mithya. Mithya means false. Then mati. Mati means identification. See, problem is only mati. What maya will create? It will identify you to all OETs, to anatma, to false. Whole anatma is false. You all know. Yad drishyam, jo bhi dikhai padta hai, tad jalam, that is inert, tad vikari, that is changing, tad mithya, it is a limited time, it is for a limited period of time, mithya, tad binasi, binasi. So it is saying it is mithya, identity, then mithya ya anu, yat anu, anu means according to this maya, sanskriti chakram etat. Then I will go in the chakra of sansriti, janma mrityu. If I identify with the maya, what is maya? Anatma. He knows in the womb that if I come out, this will happen. I will be caught by maya immediately. So, O Lord, though my stay in the womb is very uncomfortable, I do not wish to come out of it into the pit of the entrapment that the world outside is. For when I am out, I shall not have the present consciousness, but be overcome of your, by your maya, by way of identification with the body, and I will be in the cycle of birth and death. Although the position is horrible, but still I don't want to come out. He is sure. Jeeva knows the moment I am born, I will be caught by the maya. What is this caught by maya? I will identify. Identify with what? I will identify with anatma. What is anatma? Body is anatma. And the whole world is anatma. So the moment I come out, I will get identified. And what is the call? Your maya. I don't want to. Here, I am good. Why? I have got the knowledge. I am conscious of the Bhagwan. The moment I will come out.
Forget everything.
So, child condition womb is very horrible, but the benefit is he revives original relationship with the Lord. There is a relationship we all have forgotten. He is our permanent relative. And now we are all identified with the impermanent relatives. Forgotten the permanent one. Why is permanent? Because he was with us in all previous lives. Therefore, he is permanent relative. My spouse, my parents, my children, they were not with us in the previous life. They are not going to be come with us in the next life. Who will be there with us? Bhagavan will be there. Earlier life also he was there, this life also, next life also Bhagavan was there. So who is permanent relative? Do we remember permanent relative? No. And after the class we will again remember impermanent relative immediately. Mera bachcha khaya ki nahi khaya? See? You say Sukadev was in the womb for 16 years for this reason. He was not coming out. He said, no. Maya will catch me. Unless you give me the full gyan, I will not come out. He got the knowledge, then he came out.
Uncle ji, ek question pooch rahi hu.
So,
Uncle ji, aapne...
So, after birth, Maya deludes Jeev. Now he thinks he is body. Whereas he is the spirit of the consciousness. Lord has said, Mam Maya Duratya is very difficult. Unless you surrender to me, you cannot come to me. One more verse is there. We'll see in our next class and then further proceed. See how beautiful is the stuti of Jeev and how is the realization. Think of his realization. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.